$465 billion sounds like it's just a tremendous number off the top line. Put it in context, though. How does this fit compared to what we've done during similar times in the past?
Well, you know, defense budgets, Francis, go up and they go down, and they have gone up and they've gone down every 20 years or so ever since the end of the Second World War. They went down after Korea, they went down after Vietnam, they went down after the end of the Cold War, and here we go again. So it's kind of interesting to look back and say, you know, how far do they go down when it typically happens? What's really striking is that every time we've done a build down, starting with the Korean, post-Korean War build down, defense monies, budgets, you know, resources for the Defense Department have gone down about 30% in constant dollars, taking inflation aside, over a 10-year period, every time we've done it. And it's not like some kind of a scatter diagram, you know, 6% here and 40% there. It's 31%, 28%, 31% for each of the three previous build downs. So it's really pretty regular that we decide it's going to go down a little under a third every time that we get out of a war and every time we get more focused on things like debts and deficit and the state of the economy. So that's the normal historical number. Now, if you look at this $450 billion or $465 that Leon Panetta and the Department of Defense are talking about, that's actually an 8% reduction of the projected resources at the Defense Department over the next 10 years. And if you went to $1 trillion over 10 years, which sounds like a heck of a lot of money, it is a lot of money, but it's only actually about 16-17% of the totally projected defense budgets over the next 10 years. So even if we had $1 trillion build down over the next decade, it would be relatively modest compared to the ones we've done in the past.
You talk about the jobs argument in this piece that you're writing, and we have that linked up, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com on the Capital Gains and Games blog. The jobs argument you write about, the companies that do business with the Pentagon and even some folks inside the Pentagon have kind of jumped onto this jobs idea. Talk about where they're going wrong with the argument that so many jobs would be lost if the budget's cut.
Well, you know, it's kind of like Claude Rains in Casablanca. I'm shocked to learn there's politics going on in this place. The Defense Department, like any federal department, is fighting for its budget. The defense industry, like any industry, is fighting for its contracts. And so they'll kind of reach for anything. And in this case, they've reached for the jobs argument. Now, fundamentally, while we might say the politics is about jobs, defense isn't about jobs. You know, defense is about our national security. Jobs, more or less, are not what it's about. So what's interesting in saying, you know, there's going to be 1 million jobs lost if we cut the budget by $465 billion over the next 10 years. First off, the analysis is not very good. I don't think that's likely. It'll be a lot less. But, you know, let's call a spade a spade. Yeah, if you cut the federal budget, jobs are going to be lost somewhere, anywhere you cut it. Right? Defense, you cut defense from what we project, there are going to be fewer employees in defense. You cut education, there are going to be fewer jobs in education. You cut health, there's going to be fewer jobs in health. Anything that we do that lowers the rate of federal spending is going to have an employment impact. There's kind of no way around it if we want to solve the problem. What I find kind of, I don't know, hypocritical is the word I used about the argument today, is that the industry is saying, oh my God, you're going to cut jobs if you cut the budget. You know, employment in the defense industry has shrunk by about 1.5 million people over the last 25, 30 years. The industry is not at all afraid to shed people when it's in its business interest. So there's something kind of hypocritical about the appeal that says, oh my gosh, don't cut the jobs, this is valuable labor force, when every business will turn around and shed people and turn it in for technology if they can. And I think it's really precious for the politicians on the Hill to defend defense in terms of jobs when they're quite prepared to cut other parts of the federal government and not say another word about jobs. In fact, many of the Republican Party program on the Hill right now argues that cutting the federal budget, cutting spending, is good for the economy. Well, if it's good for the economy, how can it be bad for jobs? In other words, if this is going to make a healthy economy to lower our deficit and balance the budget, then we're going to be able to create jobs, if their theory is right, that replace the jobs that are being lost. So it's kind of a hypocrite's argument.
Now, the folks that are scared about this, is it just proprietary, or is in that I want to protect my stuff, and that's whether it's on the Pentagon side or on the industry side, or is there a potential readiness problem here? Is there a potential ability to respond to threats problem here, do you think?
No, I don't think that there is. That's a longer discussion, because then you're really into what is the defense technology base like. And I like to call it a defense technology base rather than an industry base, because really we're in a modern world here. IT and computers and stuff that is just communications gear. It's not your granddad's tanks and ships and planes. You know, those things we're always going to be able to produce. We've done it multiple times in the past. If we're going to really have an impact on the economy with defense cuts, then you could argue, well, it's really in these modern IT communications, high-tech computerization and so on, those sectors. But the reality is that the Defense Department, like everybody else, is today drawing on a commercial technology base. There's not a separate dedicated defense technology base anymore. It's all interwoven with the companies that do computers and the companies that do IT and the companies that do communications. And that base is always there, right? In fact, it's better off. The Pentagon's better off having that base there because they're going to be doing commercial business as well as defense business, and the technology is going to be state of the art. The commercial computing today is way ahead of what the federal government buys. So I'm much less concerned about lack of readiness in what used to be your granddad's defense industrial base, because we've got a very strong technology base that we're already drawing on.